shoo. Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's up, everybody? I got the COVID.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Oh,
hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world. And by the way, it's pronounced Wuhan.
Oh, shit, man. I'm not going to lie. That just took, like, every ounce of energy out of me. I'm, like, out of breath now, guys.
Wow, what a crybaby.
What's up, Saul?
Oh, my God.
What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Not a damn thing. Okay, so Trump is acquitted after a week full of nothing burgers. I don't know if you guys got to see any of it, but
yeah,
it was a shit show. It started off really bad for Trump, and then towards the end, it was just they threw it out of the ballpark. All right, Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett got caught lying about almost dying, dude. I'm going to show you the videos, dude. She got caught lying about being close to death, blah, 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 lies. Also, Biden is close to now 60 executive orders, folks. This guy is signing more executive orders than every president before him. Congress...
Is he a dictator?
I was about to say that. Congress has passed zero laws because they've been preoccupied with the impeachment of the former president. But yet the former president was a dictator while this guy has it doesn't makes no sense. But we're also going to talk about we went on a U.S. Virgin Islands trip. We're going to tell you about our experience, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
Oh.
It's good to be back, and ladies and gentlemen, I know we I think this was the first time that we actually missed one week. We didn't publish. Well, we needed that little break, and it was actually we had a great time. But
yeah, some people I know decide to leave the country, so you know, I guess the show's out of luck.
You know, one interesting thing though about traveling during this quote unquote pandemic. Is you get the you especially going to like a place like an island like where we were at, you have the people who because this is a place that relies on tourism, right? But you also have the locals there who may not be as open to people bringing quote unquote COVID to their island, and so you see what I'm saying? So you get that they rely on it, but at the same time it's a double edged sword. But we're going to talk about what we went through. I mean, I'm talking about from our car rental to the bad roads.
Uh-oh.
To the COVID
dear.
Hoax that we played on some of our friends, and also drone wars. I'm going to call this drone wars. I was out Karen a Karen out in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She went crazy on me, and I got a little crazy back. And also, I'm going to talk about my bad experience with customs. Oh my God, what a shit show that was! Despite all that, though, we had a great time. It was actually one of the better vacations. And I think you know why I enjoyed this one, Tim? Because, you know, me and Tim have done road trips across the country and seen a lot of states. But I think I enjoyed this one because I got to relax for the most part, you know, and kind of enjoy myself. Whereas, you know, worrying about driving. And that's one of the things that leads me into this whole that we're going to talk about our driving experience out at the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, for those of you who don't know, driving at the U.S. Virgin Islands, you have to drive on the left side of the lanes, basically. So it's everything's a little switch backwards. The steering wheel is still on the left side. However, you drive it on the left side of the road.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that just seems like a disaster waiting to happen.
It's more of that British.
Well,
the U.S. Virgin Islands, why are they driving like Brits?
So what happened was, I asked our cab driver, because we wound up, all right, we'll get into that later, but
yeah,
in talking to one of our drivers, we asked him, and he was like, yeah, it's because the island was owned by so many different countries. By the time it got owned by America, all the roads were already in place, so they just left it.
Yeah.
Instead of switching it all, it was already like, all right.
So, you know, here's one of the things. Now, before we left, a coworker of mine had already been to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and I said, hey, give me a piece of advice. He's like, you know what? Biggest mistake I did, was rented a car out there, you know, because I'd never got used to the driving on the other side. And I just wish that I would not have rented it and would have, you know, been taxied everywhere, because that's another thing. There's no Ubers over there for whatever political reasons. They don't have Uber. So you're stuck with the price of taxis, which, you know, relative to here, it was a little bit, it's higher. So we did, you know, but we voted and everybody said, you know what, let's just rent a vehicle. Well, we realized on the first day that it was a mistake, but not because of what we originally thought was that, you know, hey, maybe we're not, you know, going to get used to the driving on the left side and whatever. It wasn't that. It was actually the really high, steep. There you go. Steep mountains, steep hills. Dude. Oh my God. Steep hills.
Wow, okay.
And small roads, like literally you're going to the side of the road to avoid this oncoming huge ass truck who's, you know, they're locals there and they're driving really quick. And you're like, oh my God. I don't think. Tim was like, it's coming straight at us. Oh my God.
My asshole was puckered pretty much the entire time driving to our Airbnb. So let me explain something to you.
Now we know how he got COVID.
Yeah. I'll show you guys a video. We have a video.
He got COVID through his asshole.
So I'm going to explain this to you guys real quick. As you're driving, right? I'm looking and I'm trying to maintain, right? The road's only, you know, it's a two-lane road, but really, it's really only one, and somehow two cars fit. But on the side that you're driving on up the mountain, you're on the left side, yeah, if you look like an inch over, yeah, you're just about to fall down the mountain. So I'm sitting there driving this thing, making sure that my wheels don't fall off the mountain, because these cars are just not, you know, they don't give you no give, you know? So we're driving the whole time. The girls in the back are fucking freaking out. Nelson's looking, Saul's looking over. He's like, fuck, we're going to die, guys.
It's one of those things where, like, it's hard to explain until you're actually there, because, and I'm going to show you guys a video here. I'm trying to upload it so that I can watch, because it's on my phone and I thought I could get it from my computer, but apparently I can't. So I got to download it. Anyways. So, you know, we rent the car and it's a van. And it was what, six of us with all our luggage?
Yes.
Going up this steep ass hill.
Wait. Was it like a minivan or was it like a full size van?
Minivan.
No, it was a minivan.
Okay.
Minivan. This thing was spinning. It was not getting any traction. it was freaking scary. We were like, bro, we're not gonna make it. And I think that was the last time we drove back until we had to take it back to, you know, turn it in.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so
man,
you drove to the Airbnb in it and said, forget it, we're not doing that again.
We're not doing that again. Exactly. So I didn't know how much. We spent like $800 on this thing and never drove it. Yeah, that was, you know, so if you ever go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, don't rent a car. take a taxi. But you know what, people will be like, I just rather save and I'll drive, I'll figure it out. You're not gonna figure it out, trust me. Let the locals, they know where they're going. Take a taxi, I promise you. It's gonna be the best advice I can give you if you go out there. Yeah,
so if you left the Airbnb, you actually did take a taxi, just left the van in the driveway and taxied it somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we did the whole time. No, I'm not kidding with you, because it really was. And I think it was because we were with so many people and it was a minivan and it was just not it's not made for that. It's not made for those, you know, steep hills, bumpy road. It's just not. And if you're on vacation, you don't want to be worried about that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So let me tell you this. Yeah, as we're going, right, I look, you know, as we're, you know, losing power and everything, I look at everybody. I'm like, holy shit, every light came on. The engine light, the fucking low tire pressure, the ABS, like every light just popped on. Yes. I was like, we're not driving this fucking thing no more.
Was it a new van or was it 20 years old, 30 years old?
I think it was 2014.
Yeah,
I think
an old one.
Did you say 2014? Somebody said 20. What did you say, Tim? Somebody said, I might be lying, but I don't know why I was thinking it was a 2014 van, but it didn't look like the new ones. Let me see if I can play some of this video here for you guys, because it's worth watching. Not for the listener, but for the Oh yeah, yeah. Let me show you.
We don't really care about our listeners, so we just watch videos on our podcast. No, it's fine.
All right, So, and I'll just describe it for the listener. But okay, so here's Tim. Actually, you know what? Let me play that first video.
Yeah, the joke's on me.
Because this is no. You know what? Look, I'll give it to you because none of us were gonna. Everybody, because I said I'm not gonna drive out there. I don't want to be worried about it. So. For me, it was like a, I'm not doing it. And then the other guys who were with us, the same, you know, we're like, I'm not going to risk that. And the car was under your name. I'm not going to, you know what I mean, like crash this thing over the throttle.
I was wondering how Timmy got nominated for this.
He volunteered. He was like, hey, guys, I'm gonna do it. I'll drive. So, okay, do it. All right. So let me show you this video. Yeah, this is the first video.
I was not expecting this.
This is the first video. Where we got stuck and the car would not go up. Now, if you look, or let me see, hold on. If you look, do you guys see it yet?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If you look right in front of here, there's a big old pothole. That's where we got stuck and the car was just spinning. So let me just play it. So we all got out the car and we started trying to guiding Tim on how to get through that.
Oh, you guys got out of the car?
Yeah.
Is he sliding down the hill?
No, he backed up.
I'm going in reverse.
Keep going back.
But this is the next defense, one. Here's a, yeah.
So in my defense, before you play the video, is they everyone's, I got five people screaming in my fucking ear while I'm driving, getting stuck, trying to make sure I don't drive on the wrong side of the road, fall off the mountain or anything. So I'm trying to avoid the pothole, but staying on the left side of the thing because I knew I could go around, but I didn't want everybody screaming in my ear. So by the time we hit this pothole, it was like, okay, we need everybody out directing traffic because these people didn't give a shit that we were stuck. They just kept flying up and passing us and everything. It was just like, holy shit.
That's another thing. People look at you, they see they're stuck. It's not like, oh yeah, let me wait or let me help. No, it's just like, brruh, brruh, brruh. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let me play.
Like, you're my way.
Watch this video. This is Tim getting. Now this is, everybody's off the car now. Look at this thing struggling.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too heavy. There's one flat tire.
Yeah, this is the front
driver's
side tire is flat.
Oh, it is.
Oh, you guys got a flat tire too?
Let's go. We'll follow you, dude.
It looked like it was, but I don't think so. It was just maybe low on air.
Low on air.
Yeah. But you see that? You see that big old pothole right here? This is where we got stuck initially. Adventures. Now. Onto the next thing that we experienced out there. So we went to, what was this? This was in St. John. So St. John is part of the whole U.S. Virgin Islands. There's, was it three or four of them that are out there? So we took a boat, went to St. John, and I was, I take my drone with me. I'm going to get as much video, you know, so that I can make a compilation video of the experience.
We were in St. Thomas. We were at Sapphire when that happened. That video. You know, with Karen? With the drone?
Yeah.
We weren't in St. John's. We were in St. Thomas.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, because we had taken the boat. Remember,
we were at St. Thomas when that happened. We were at Sapphire when that lady...
You guys are arguing
we were
like
at
an
that
old
hotel.
Married couple.
No, I know, because right? That's where we met the people from New York. That's where we met the people from New York with the lizard.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you're right. So we went. So St. Thomas, wherever the fuck this place was. I shoot my drone up, you know, getting a view of the beach and everything and us and all that. And I hear this lady screaming because I'm right in front of the the hotel. And I hear this, and I didn't think she, because you know, and at the beach, it's loud. You hear the waves, people talking and all this. And I hear this woman off in the distance screaming, you know, yelling. And turns out she was yelling at me. And I was like, what is, finally, when I figured out she was talking to me, I look up because I'm bringing the drone back. And she's like, get that fucking shit out of here. You know, that's an invasion of privacy. And she's just going off. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm not recording you. Like, first of all, there's nothing to look at there. Stop. And she's like, what did she say? You need to put that thing away, blah, blah. She's just yelling. And I just decided to ignore her. And now I'm recording a couple of our friends you know, who realized that as soon as she starts screaming, they're like, well, you know what, let's go. And I'm like, fuck her, just go. You know, so I'm like telling them, just walk on the beach, and I'm getting you guys walking on the beach. So they're like, okay, we're gonna do that. So I got a couple more shots, and then I put the drone away. Now, she comes down, I don't know what level, she was probably level
she's
3.
She's American?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's one of the tourists as well. So she comes down the three stories. She comes down eventually after I have my drone away, and she's looking for me because she can't see the drone anymore because the drone's put away. But she's trying to find me. As soon as she finds me, because my buddy's like, hey, bro, I think that's her right there. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's her. So as soon as I look at her, we both look at each other, and she's like coming straight at me, you know, beelining it towards me. And she's like, sir, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, sir. And I'm like, ma'am, 6 feet away, please. 6 feet away. I use the whole COVID shit. Hey. Jesus. What's funny is that.
Kill the video.
Oh, why?
Kill the video on the screen.
Oh, shit. Sorry. You guys. Sorry. So wait.
Hold on. This lady who's screaming at you, you said she was like on the third floor. She's on her balcony or whatever, and you're on the ground?
On the ground.
Okay, and you're flying the drone, and she's up three stories up, stop recording me. All right.
Now let me explain. So when she's coming straight at me, so first of all, she's got her hands on her hips, and she's like, sir, and, you know, like typical Karen.
She's and Karen.
As soon as she's coming at me, I was like, I'm going to out Karen this Karen. So then I was like, ma'am, 6 feet away, please. 6 feet away. And now what's funny is that you could tell
in
her face, like I could see the air. I don't know how to compute this. She was like, because she didn't have a mask to begin with. She was like coming straight at me with no mask.
Did you have a mask at the time?
I was just wearing a mask. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But I did have the bandana. You know, I was, and as soon as she came in, I was like, ma'am. That's exactly what I did. Oh my God. But yeah, so it worked. She aired out and walked away eventually. Yeah.
So she pulled out her camera. Ooh. And she was literally filming Nelson, right? So
yeah. Yeah.
People we were with, they pulled out their cameras and started filming her. Dude, she put on such a scowl and walked away. She turned her head like, I don't know why I'm being filmed and everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Well, apparently she has a problem with being filmed, or she was, because she's screaming from the third floor balcony. Stop filming me.
You realize the hypocrisy, this makes no sense. I'm going to record him.
Because he tried to record me.
Because he tried to record me. Makes a lot of sense. Well, I'm not wearing a mask coming at him. Yeah.
Did you guys look ahead of time? Are there certain laws about drones in these islands?
I looked it up, and there was nothing that restricted it. I know that there's some countries
on the beach.
Yeah, and like
typically you're in a public area.
Yeah, they would have said something if I get on the plane, because actually the airline was really good at telling us what to expect when it is related to COVID and things like that. But anyway, so it was quite an experience, and I was going to go through my customs story, but I'll cover that another day. We actually need to get into the show because there's a lot of shit that happened. Now, the segment, I'm going to call it election, insurrection, impeachment. Oh my God. A lot of things have happened. Now, Tim sends me this while we're out on vacation. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to worry about politics right now. I'm just enjoying my time and not concerned with it. But he sends me this link, and I started reading the article. Now, this is from the Times news agency. They came out with a report where they essentially they're admitting that the election was rigged, and in their view they say that it was a necessity or necessary in order to save and protect the country. And they're talking about this again, the Times published this, talking about they were having Zoom meetings, and we're talking about prominent people in Hollywood, Silicon Valley, major news organizations,
basically Time magazine is stating that they have proof that there was a big collusion between all these different entities
to right. basically steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. And they have there's proof of this, is what you're yes. telling me. So well, when are they going to start hanging people for treason on the Capitol lawn?
Will never happen.
It will never happen because they're all on the same team. The people who are supposed to tell us the news and tell us this is bad, because think about this, Jeremy, what they did with the whole quote unquote insurrection. There was let's say how many people were there in Washington that day? Was it over 100,000 people?
Fuck, man. It's probably close to
right? half a million.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Let's say
250,000 people. Let's say 250,000 people were there. Okay. Out of those 250,000 people, what, 800 went into the, and when they say went in, you know, the news made it seem as if they stormed in, were killing everybody as they're going in. Well, the vast majority of them were just walking in an orderly line. It was a very small few. Most of who have been arrested have been Antifa. So what are we, this is why they create the hysteria. They're all on the same team. These government officials, the news organizations, Hollywood, who's going to probably make a movie about the insurrection. Like I look at Hulu the other day. Was it Hulu or one of those? And I, or HBO Max, one of them. And the first thing I see was a documentary on the insurrection, right? They already had a documentary on the how it happened within, you know, the 24-hour something. And they make it seem as if, you know, every, like the music is suspenseful. It's like a 9/11 type documentary. And I'm like, folks, this was not, if you really want to do that, let's talk about what happened last year. And this is why, like, as Tim says, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen because the people who are supposed to be telling you the truth are not telling you the truth. They're lying to you. The people who are supposed to hold these people accountable, who these businesses or the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was involved, folks. It's a government agency, civil rights organizations who are supposed to tell, who are supposed to watch out for the civil rights and liberties of people. Number one, which is the right to vote, which is what has been put in question with this whole thing. That's what people are upset about, was that our vote was stolen. All those organizations were in cahoots with each other. So no, nobody's going to get arrested over this, Jeremy, because that's what the plan was to get out the orange man. And so,
yeah, well, that's not acceptable. That's just plain not acceptable. If they have proof of this, it needs to go through whatever systems, court systems. And when it gets stopped in those systems, we need to take that person out because this is ridiculous.
So,
go ahead.
To that point, real quick, something that is being quietly done next week that not many people realize, or it's not being touted. The Supreme Court is taking a few of the election fraud cases from Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood next week. So we'll see what comes out of that.
And even if obviously they're not going to overturn their Biden presidency. They can't.
No, it's not going to happen
at this point.
Why not? If it comes out that they've cheated and they stole the election, why can't you kick him out? Throw him in jail, all of them.
I think what will happen,
everybody involved is in jail.
The best case scenario that I think can happen here would be, let's say that the court rules in favor that there was cheating and there was election fraud. I think what they would do is they would throw it back, because all they can do is say, okay, well, you know what? This is what has happened. We say that it was election fraud. And now Congress has to then decide, okay, well, we're probably going to have another election right away. I think that's the best case scenario that could happen.
Stop it from happening again? I mean, so they could do that, but it doesn't mean that we would prevent it from happening again.
So like I was telling Nelson yesterday when we were sitting there talking, now that everybody knows what caused the problem, if it does get ruled in favor that Dominion and all those voting machines were compromised, can't have those machines anymore. Can't have those machines.
Right.
And what they'll probably do is go use the blockchain technology that was fucking submitted back in February through the USPS. that Trump and them pushed through. Like, there's a whole thing for voting securely that came through in February that was pushed under the Trump administration.
Yeah, I think if again, the best case scenario is that the courts will say let's have a new election, and I think that would be the best.
Case. So I guess my point is, if Biden is found guilty of being a part of this fraud, then he can't run again.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think what they're going to say is not necessarily that Biden is guilty. I don't think they're going to go after Biden like that. I think what they're going to say was there was some things that took place that put the election in question. I don't think Biden's going to be in trial. Exactly.
Yeah. That's not acceptable. This was a multi-organizational fraud, treason against this country. Those people need to be punished. And if Joe Biden is one of those people, if Kamala Harris is one of those people, if Pelosi is one of those people, and don't get me wrong, you have to be able to prove it. I understand that. But if they have proof, if they have recordings of phone calls or whatever, those people need to be tried for treason.
Yep.
And they're out.
That Times article basically said, we did all this together. They laid it all out exactly, step by step, what they did. And you know what people said? All the people that support, this is beautiful. We needed this. This has saved our democracy.
Well, right. And guess what? You're treason. You're done. Yeah.
It saved our democracy, and that's why we have 60 executive orders and zero.
Yeah. And they're still preoccupied with Trump, and he still wins.
It doesn't matter. They don't get to make that decision. Yeah. The American people cast their votes, and you stole it from them.
Jeremy, you're preaching to the choir here, man. I am with you. Look, if because one thing that we would hold on to was, you know what? We're not out there burning cities. We're not doing any of this, because what we're going to do is we're going to use the election process to change this. Well, the election process has been proven that it didn't work. So what other recourse do the American people have? Those 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump, what recourse do we have? And I think eventually it's going to come to a push shove type situation where, to me, you know, and look, guys, I have to say this. I don't advocate for violence, but when you're pushed to a corner, and this is what the left is doing, we're going to talk about this, the censoring, the deplatforming of people, of organizations, because for a long time they've been telling us, go and create your platform, go and do your own thing. And, you know, okay. And conservatives have been doing that. And guess what? The companies that they try to start, the organizations that they get deplatformed. Just right now, we'll talk about this, but you know, the girl from The Mandalorian, the former MMA fighter who recently got fired,
Gina Carano,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. We'll get to that, but you know, so this is what the left right now is doing. They're becoming totalitarian, and they're showing a lot of this early on, and I think eventually it's going to come down to that, where people are going to have to take matters into their own hands, and God save the country at that point, because, you know, those are the scary times, but it's coming. If we don't get this shit right, if we don't change this, if the Supreme Court doesn't rule correctly, if these GOP legislatures, who are now in control of a lot of these states, who can change this today, this is what they need to be doing, is passing clear laws that are going to make it difficult for these people to cheat. Remove these bad actors, like Jeremy says, people who are coming out feeling proud about themselves in that Times article, that, you know, that they did this and that they were in coordination with each other. Now, I do want to play this. So this week was the whole impeachment trial. Now, again, it was a bunch of nothing burgers. This was the prosecution, if you want to put it that way, the people who want to impeach Trump. What they did was they would play clips of Trump saying things like, you know, we got to go out there, we got to show them this. But they wouldn't play the whole context of the videos of Trump saying, we have to do it peacefully. We have to, we are law and order. And so what the defense then came out and did the few days after I don't even know what to call them. Are they prosecution? I guess. What they did was they played a video, and we've shown you guys clips of this video, but I want to play it because they added a couple more things. And essentially playing back the Democrats' own words in Congress. And this is the beautiful thing about this whole impeachment thing. The silver line is in this, is that finally, because this was, you know, on C-SPAN, the news organizations have to report on this. And yeah, this is what you guys said. And I love it. Let me show you. So they played this in Congress.
That political hatred has no place in the American justice system, and most certainly no place in the Congress of the United States. To illustrate the contrast that I am speaking of, we have a video.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
The vast majority of the protesters have been peaceful.
Republicans stand for law and order, and we stand for justice.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
My administration will always stand against violence, mayhem, and disorder.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
I stand with the heroes of law enforcement.
And you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
We will never defund our police. Together, we will ensure that America is a nation of law and order.
We're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
But I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
Feel like punching him.
We just want law and order. Everybody wants that.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We want law and order. We have to have law and order.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
We believe in safe streets, secure communities, and we believe in law and order.
To me, that was a genius move. Now, Tim also tells me, you know, because as the days were progressing and this was winding down, the Democrats had originally voted that they wanted to bring on witnesses. I think was it hours? I think it was hours between them voting that they wanted to, and then the Trump legal
like one
team,
hour,
yeah, 1 hour. So the Trump legal team then says, okay, cool, we have our own witnesses, and they had like 31 people.
Uh-oh.
31 people.
No,
listen
301.
To this.
301 witnesses.
301.
301 witnesses.
Yeah, go ahead.
wait. 301 witnesses for the
trial.
Democrats or for Trump's side?
For
the Republican.
Yeah, so one of Trump's lawyers, Stephen Miller, he's been part of part of his team for a while as president and now as a, you know, private citizen. So he's like, oh, cool. So he just sat there with the piece of paper out there and had 301 circled and had a list of the front page of the names. Number one was Nancy Pelosi. Number two was Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Number three was Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
And they had them all listed. Yeah. And then quickly, an hour later, like, we're going to proceed with no witnesses. Because what would have happened was all those witnesses were going to, wait, hold on. All those witnesses were going to, you know, they were going to call those witnesses. But now this thing was going to get tied up for 6 to 8 months. Biden's agenda now is done. You know what I mean? all that would have done was tie this shit up. And so they were like, all right, we got to get, you know, this is, we took the L. We fucked up.
Yeah, so not only was he going to do that. See, having if he would have brought those witnesses, what he was also going to do, because keep in mind, there were meetings that happened prior to this January 6th quote unquote insurrection that happened, and in those meetings, Trump met with, you know, State Department officials, telling them, folks, we need the National Guard here, because there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of opposition, so we need to make sure that that is protected. And you know what the State Department did? And they're known for not being conservative, they're liberal, you know, top to bottom. They said, no, because in their mind, they didn't want to see what played out last year during the summer, you know, where there was the whole National Guard was protecting the White House. And they said that that's bad optics. So what the Trump defense team was going to do is they were going to bring those people out and say, hey, tell them that the president said this and that these people said no. So who incited insurrection, folks? If you don't want to protect the state capitol, when the president of the United States is telling you that you should be protecting, and then he gives these people an order, and they refused. They said no. They didn't want to call in the National Guard. And you know, and like Tim said, all this was going to drag out. They were going to bring all these people. They were going to bring in Nancy Pelosi to testify about her word that she said, and how is that different than what Trump said? And they realized, like Tim says, oh shit, we fucked up. You know what? Actually, etch a sketch, no more. We don't need witnesses. That was weird. Who said that? It's like, you know what I mean? So genius. So Trump wins.
So who made that decision? Who was making the decision as to whether they were going to have witnesses or not? Was that the Senate that was doing that?
They voted. No, the Senate voted. Yeah, the Senate voted to say, hey, we're going
to
do witnesses.
Have them, and then someone decided, oh, no, we're not doing that.
No, then they had another secret. No, they had another secret vote to change it all. And it caught a lot of people by surprise because they're like, oh, shit, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of rumors that, you know, the Biden team came out, you know, sent word down saying, knock it off. Like, just take the L.
Get it over with.
Because we're,
well, but how does
nobody knows why.
How does that but work?
Nobody knows officially why they changed. No, they can vote on whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's not a real fucking court. This is the other problem.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not a real fucking court.
Yeah, but
they were
trying
to convict somebody in a non-court of law.
Yeah, the guy's
it's
out.
It's a shit
the
show.
The purpose of this
That's
is to get him out.
Was a shit
he
show.
Is out.
All right.
What the fuck is the point? Now, I want to show you the best reaction to this whole thing.
Should there be a concern that they're going to try and do it again? I mean, they can't, but it doesn't mean that they won't try, right?
Oh, they can. I mean, they'll try to do the fucking get him on COVID next. You know what I mean? To take away from Cuomo's fucking nursing home disaster.
I hope that they tie all this up with going back to Trump, because that means that they're not going to pass any legislation. They're not going to do anything. All that Biden's doing is all these executive orders, which guess what happens? The next president comes along, remove. He's going to do the same thing that Biden just did. Done. Erase all these executive orders. There's no laws. That's what we're ruling now. It's through executive order. It's a dictatorship. It becomes a dictatorship. And that's because the Democrats play partisan politics. They don't want things done. They could have easily said, you know what, guys, let's forget this dark, quote unquote, dark past. Let's let it go. Let's all unite and let's start going back to business as normal. No.
They've been wanting to unite since Obama.
Exactly. Let me show you Nancy Pelosi's reaction. Hilarious. This bitch.
Let everybody off the hook. Oh, these cowardly senators who couldn't face up to what the president did and what was at stake for our country are now going to have a chance to give a little slap on the wrist. We censure people for using stationery for the wrong purpose. We don't censure people for inciting insurrection that kills people in the Capitol.
She's mad because obviously they wanted to impeach him. And instead now they're just going to give him a censure, which means nothing. All it is just, oh, well, we don't like how the president acted. And so we're. You know, it means nothing. There's no power in a censure.
They're acting like they're in grade school. What the hell? Come on, people. You're supposed to be adults.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be running a country and passing laws. Instead, you're wasting our time and money.
Thank you. Yep.
This has exactly been the shit show for the last 4 years. The same people have been crying Russia, 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 impeachment, the Kavanaugh thing, and people keep electing these fucking idiots. And they're getting nothing done. When you talk about division and everything else, I have not met a single conservative that said, fuck liberals. I mean, I say it now, but you know what I mean? Like, nobody's ever said, like, I'm going to go up to a liberal and just punch him in the fucking face and get in the face because they like Bernie Sanders. I could give two shits. I got to go to work. I got my own life to deal with. Yeah. I don't give a shit about your political party. You know what I mean? Like, are you an asshole? Great. But they can't let it go.
I thought I had heard that the Democrat Party was turning on everybody. Like, the BLMs were burning cities again, and the Antifas were burning cities again.
Your mic is fucked up.
Is that true? Are we back to what it was like in June? In these cities, are they burning them down again?
Yeah.
Are they
in
an uproar because Biden's not doing?
I know that Portland was. I don't know if the rest of the cities are, but I know.
Yeah, I guess the big question is, even if they were, would the media be covering it?
No, they're not. Yeah. I can tell you this right now. So last night, major snowstorm in Washington State, right in the Seattle area. I seen it actually looks pretty beautiful. Well, there's Antifa. They plowed, they shoveled all the snow in front of the police precinct so the cars couldn't get out. Then they filmed the cop trying to respond to a call getting out, stuck up on the hill, and they started throwing snowballs at the car cheering. The guy's trying to respond to a fucking call, and now he can't go do his job, and somebody probably died last night because of it. Wow. And nothing happens.
Possible.
Summer of love.
Yeah, so the, you know.
Nothing happened to Ted Wheeler. Ted Wheeler fucking pepper sprayed some of his constituents a couple weeks ago because they cornered him, and nothing happened to that fucking guy. So it's a shit show, bro. It's a shit show.
So going back to the whole impeachment, you know, after Trump was exonerated, he comes back and he gives it a statement. He releases a statement, and one of the things that he says, and I think it gives me hope because you know, obviously he's been out of the limelight for a few weeks now, and people are wondering, well, what is he going to do? What's Trump going to do? You know, what's his next move? And, you know, you guys should read his statement, but I did want to read this portion where he talks about the future. Now he says, our historic, patriotic, and beautiful movement to make America great again has only just begun. In the months ahead, I have much to share with you, and I look forward to continuing our incredible journey together to achieve American greatness for all our people. There has never been anything like it. We have so much work ahead of us, and soon we will merge with a vision for a bright, radiant, and limitless American future. So I think he's got plans that he's working out, and I think he's just ironing some of that stuff out. A lot of people are, waiting anxiously to see what his next move is going to do. And I think, you know, we said it before. I think if Trump starts his own party, Trump does this, people will follow him. He is the party right now. And if he comes out against all those seven senators who voted against him, I want to talk about Murkowski, Toomey, Romney, he's going to go after those people. And I think they're done. I think their days are done. And if he's able to at least, you know, flip, or I say flip, because technically these people are liberals, Democrats, dressed in Republican elephant clothing. If he's able to do that, I think we are going to see some changes in that, and hopefully in towards something better. Now, I did want to go into this because we covered it at the beginning of the show. And I'm calling this segment "The Democrats Are Imploding." AOC has been caught lied about what happened at the Capitol. Now, she claimed that she had PTSD, and I'm not kidding. after what happened to her during the January 6th insurrection, so let's talk about what happened. And before I go into how she got caught in a lie, I want to play for you, in her own words, how she described what she went through. Okay? And then we'll go over her lie. Again, she is describing what happened to her that day.
Like, I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this. Like, the bathroom door is behind me, or rather in front of me. And I'm like this, and the door hinges right here. And I just hear, "Where is she? Where is she?" And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. And the weird thing about moments like these is that you lose all sense of time. In retrospect, maybe it was 4 seconds. Maybe it was 5 seconds. Maybe it was 10 seconds. Maybe it was 1 second. I don't know. It felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts in that moment, between these screams and these yells of, where is she? Where is she? And so I go down and I thought I was going to die.
If you put this compare it with Jussie Smollett, because you're gonna see, I don't know if right here she gets emotional, but again, remember what Jussie Smollett got emotional. Okay, now this is how these people manipulate. I'm gonna let her finish.
You have a lot of thoughts, I think, when you're in a situation like that. And like also one of those thoughts that I had was, you know, I just happened to, you know, be a spiritual person and be raised in that context. And I really just felt like, you know, if this is the plan for me, then people will be able to take it from here. I had a lot of thoughts, but that was the thought that I had about you all. I felt that if this was the journey that my life was taking, that I felt that things were going to be okay.
Okay.
Dude, she came out also. She also came out and was saying that she's, you know, she was a survivor because she was like raped or something like that. I mean, she tried.
Right. So the reason I let this play out, because it's I know I let it play out. And the reason I'm doing that is because you got to understand that she wields a lot of influence and power now. This is somebody in Congress selling this idea that her life was in danger and she felt that this was going to be her final day. And in her own words, if this is how God wants her to go, then so be it. This is, again, this is the picture that the drama, you know what I'm saying? Like the Jussie Smollett award goes to Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. Okay. So, and people came out in her defense and were like, oh my God, I can't imagine being it. Now, let's talk about what the facts are. Okay. And this is where she's being caught in a lie. Now, this, I'm going to go over this article here, but it has a map layout of where the insurrection, quote unquote, happened and where, relative to that location, she was at. And now you tell me if you feel her life, the story that she described was anywhere near how she's describing. Now, and for the listener, I'm sorry, but we'll describe it here. Now, if you look here, the U.S. Capitol, where everything was happening, right? This is where the people had gathered and this is where they had stormed in. Okay. That's not where she was at. She wasn't in this office. Now, when she tells the story, this is how she made it seem, as if people went in there. Well, it turns out she's actually, how far would you say that is? A 6-minute walk? This shows you 6 minutes from the...
Yeah, 0.3. She was 0.3 miles away.
0.3 miles away in a
6 minutes away, 0.3 miles.
Different building that never got, nobody ran into that. What happened that day, and this is the reality, people came out and disseminated what happened. What happened that day is that the state capitol police, they were going into, they were trying to find all the people who, you know, the legislatures, the Congress people. They were going to them and saying, folks, we need to get you out of here, get you somewhere safe. So when she tells the story that somebody went in, turned out it was the capitol police. It was nobody from the crowd of how she painted it.
So what you're saying is it wasn't the Antifa that stormed the Capitol that was exactly. trying to kill her. It was the Capitol police trying to find her so that they could take her to safety. And oh my God, I was scared for my life because I'm too stupid to realize what's going on.
Slowed down for her. And she has PTSD because somebody went in to rescue her. Guys, this is how stupid this is. And she's being called out for it. And I say, good. She's a fucking liar. And I honestly, I don't think that she ever felt any threat. She probably was looking out the window. She's like, yeah, nobody's coming out to this building. I'll be fine. Or she probably, if she did feel scared, she was like, I can't wait till the cop got here. And then when the cop get there, she's like, relieved. And she in her mind painted this whole fucking lie to sell the story. Because this is what
they do. She's a drama queen.
A drama queen. Exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
So you remember when she went to the border and she got caught taking that photo op crying and shit like that?
Yeah, this is the same thing.
I mean, this is her MO. She is
exactly.
She's a liar.
Liar.
She's a drama queen. She's the perfect person to have to amplify a lie because people believe her. Because she's a good bullshit artist. She's a manipulator.
Or she's just
quote unquote
followed by a bunch of stupid people who
she's got like a million followers.
Every single one of her followers were, oh my God, I can't believe they're going after you. You're a survivor. They're just white supremacists and Nazi. Yeah. Oh yeah, bro. Yeah. Dude, she's another one that can fucking kill somebody right on the street and be like, oh, it wasn't you. No, it's white supremacy is the got it all wrong.
Right. Or even if they catch her with a knife in her hand, bloody, like, well, yeah, of course, white supremacy made you do it. This is where we're headed is that now people aren't accountable for their actions. And Tim sends me this fat thing. We don't even know to this day if it's a boy or girl. It's a fat thing. saying that. What was it that was that fat shaming is white supremacy. I'm not, you know what?
Yeah, obesity.
But no, but it's basically fat shaming, right? So, you know what? Just for the sake of this, I did save it. Let me play this for you because she's a trans. Hold on. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it's a he.
I don't know what she is.
I don't know what it is. But let me just play this video because, again, this is the shit that we. All right, hold on.
She's got a thicker beard than I do.
Its whole family is disgusting if you're talking about the health person from Pittsburgh or from Pennsylvania or whatever.
No. Okay. No. Oh, yeah. This, and she talks. As you watch this, I want you to pay attention because, and I'm just going to put this out there because in context, I want to know what cow math is, because she says cow math, and maybe Jeremy, you're the brightest one in the group. Hopefully, you can decipher what she means by this because to this day I don't know. Right. But let me play this. Video.
So I'll be coming in as a first time listener, so maybe I'll bring some clarity. To
whatever, oh my whatever, God. Whatever the fuck this thing is.
Look at this thing.
Okay, Heidi's face.
Heidi's face doesn't fit in the screen.
Heidi's first initial reaction was all right. Gold. All right, so let's play this.
The obesity epidemic isn't real, and it shouldn't be an anti-capitalist talking point. When someone unironically references the obesity epidemic or even uses the word obesity, it tells me they really don't know what they're talking about when it comes to fatness. This use of the word obesity stems directly from the BMI, which was created by a eugenicist with no medical training who based the scale only on white bodies and cow math. Fatness is not an epidemic. Fat people existed before capitalism and before colonization. Fat phobia is a direct result of anti-blackness, and it has deadly consequences for many groups of indigenous folks and other people of color, as well as fat folks. When you make the obesity epidemic a real symptom of capitalism, you are not only ostracizing fat people from anti-capitalist thinking, but also actively ignoring that the health outcomes related to obesity are more accurately attributed to food deserts and fatphobic discrimination in healthcare. The obesity epidemic was created by Western medicine to avoid addressing the actual causes of health inequity, which is what we as anti-capitalists should be doing.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up. Okay.
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does any of that mean? She's a group of people
blaming somebody else for them being fat.
Yeah, for the listener.
Or obese.
What does she look like? She looks like a 300, 400
pound. Hold on.
Yes, she's definitely obese.
But this is the problem. This is the problem with liberals. But this has been the problem. All they do is blame somebody else for their problems.
Yep.
They blame losing an election on fucking countries. They blame fucking Supreme Court justices. They raped somebody when they were 16. Stop it. They blame fucking obesity on Western medicine and capitalism. I don't get it. So they blame being a fucking reject on capital. I'm like, where's the accountability?
So I want to know.
You did this to yourself.
I want to know how medicine makes you fat. If you take all the medicine on the planet, you will never get fat. But if you eat shitty food, guess what you will get?
Fat.
You'll get fat. Heidi, I see your hand up in the corner. What's Heidi's up?
I know the cow math behind it. That's what it is.
You got cow math?
I think I figured it out. I am now going to be the smartest one. Moo. 50 plus 50 equals 500 pounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Moo.
I thought you were going to be real.
Math.
I thought.
You know what? I'm a doctor. First, it's medical. Medical.
So, but
what I thought was that maybe that there was some studies done on cows that they've derived their numbers from. But then I was like, how is that cow math? Like, I don't know what she meant by that. What the fuck is cow math? Now, again, there's one point that she says in this whole thing, which I think. So you got to understand that she's upset at her own side because they use the fat pandemic or the fat issue or the fat problem as a as a talking point against capitalism. Right?
They say
capitalism creates fat people. And she's like, well, that's fat shaming. I don't like this point being used to go against capitalists, right? But the problem is that, well, one thing that I'm enjoying about it is that they're now, you know, the left, these groups who are, you know, they're trying to outdo each other, are basically now eating each other. No pun intended, but they are. You know what I mean? Like, they are. They're fighting amongst each other. Yep.
Did you notice she also had the bull ring in her nose?
Yes.
Nose?
That's
so
the cow math.
I think she was confused with the cow and the bull.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dude, she had... Dude, she even had a mustache and fucking chin hair.
Well, okay.
She probably didn't shave her armpits either.
It's terrible. Now, you know what? I did see it. I saw this TikTok. And there was actually... You know, I'm going to play this. And here is the... I don't know what the right word so obviously this is, I don't know, a man or female. I don't know what this thing is, but it's obviously not black or minority from what I look. I mean, and she's making the case that fat shaming is basically racist. It's a form of white supremacy. So now I want to play you this video of this girl who happens to be black.
Oh, I'm about to ruffle some feathers. All right, but I'm seeing a lot about this, and this is a genuine question. This is not meant to hate towards anyone. I'm not trying to offend anybody. This is a dialogue or a conversation that I think really needs to be had. So I'm seeing a lot about, you know, transgender women dominating female sports, right? And if we say that we don't agree with this, then we're transphobic, meaning we have to be considerate to the understanding that they are disregarding their biological existence and going with what their mental and emotional standing is, which is that they identify as a female. So here's my question. Does this apply to race? Let's say that a white woman says that she identifies as a black female. Let's say that an Asian woman says that she identifies as a Mexican female. Her biology doesn't matter using that exact same logic, correct? We are going based off of the mental and emotional standing of that person. That wouldn't be racist. In fact, if you weren't supportive of them identifying that way, that would make you transphobic if they felt the need to transition in some way, shape, or form to a different race. Which wouldn't that diminish the whole idea of culture appropriation? I want y'all's thoughts.
Makes a great point, right? Race is, I think, more malleable than sex, because technically you can inject yourself with or apply melanin, or, you know what I mean, like change the color of your skin more than you can change genitals. I mean, that's
why I celebrate St. Patrick's Day, because I was injected with Irish, but wrong kind of injection.
God damn it. Tim's face. Wrong dude. No, that's why she celebrates what is it? 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 What is it?
German
Oktoberfest.
Oh,
Oktoberfest.
No.
Yeah, that's what she celebrates. Oktoberfest. That's what she celebrates. Oktoberfest. Tim's face.
This is horrible.
All right, let's keep the show going. Now, a couple more things. The Democrats imploding. The first one I want to talk about, Governor Newsom is about to face a recall election in California. The opposition has generated or garnered enough votes, 1.5 million petitions that were required. So there is a special election coming up in California. Gavin Newsom is about to be removed. Now,
that's awesome.
Take that with a grain of salt, because look, it's just going to be another liberal, but maybe not as crazy as Gavin Newsom. Yeah.
Well, I think what will happen is like you said, it will be another liberal, but it's going to be a change, right? They're going to come in and immediately go, all right, we need to clean this mess up. The restrictions are
could be worse,
or removed, not necessarily removed, but lightened, right? Right. You'll be able to eat in a restaurant as long as you half occupancy or whatever. You can go to comedy clubs, half occupancy. You want to, they're going to lift back to basically where half the rest of the country is and get rid of this jackass.
You don't know that.
Right.
Well, that's true. I don't know that. I would hope this would be the case, but you never know.
This is the ironic thing about this recall. This is what I find ironic. What is the one thing that they all said for the presidential election is racist and white supremacy and Nazi and everything that we were all calling for? Verifying signatures.
Yeah.
In order for this recall to go through correctly, they have to verify every signature. Yep. Why? Since when do signatures matter? Like, it matters for that, but it doesn't matter for the presidential election.
Exactly. Exactly.
So they need 2 million. So they want 2 million by March. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just saying. They want.
They'll get it. I mean, look, if we have to jump a couple extra hurdles, just to get this guy out, then so be it. But you're right, Tim. The hypocrisy is palpable when it comes to these motherfuckers. All right. The other cuck who is facing some hot water today or this week, Cuomo. Cuomo aide came out admitting that they hid the whole nursing home data, the death. They hid that from the feds. Now, this is the guy, Cuomo, is the guy that the news media was crowning him as the ideal governor that handled COVID the best. And to your question that you always ask, Jeremy, is anybody going to go to jail for this? And the answer is no.
He was also, wasn't he given some sort of special award or science?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Like he
was given an enema.
Yeah, he won an Emmy. Now, the reality of this is that they did this on purpose. Okay, this is what nobody wants to acknowledge, and this is what happens in totalitarian, leftist states who want to provide utopia for everybody. What ends up happening is that they realize that this shit costs a lot of money, right? And so what happens? Well, who can we let go of first so that we can get our budget in order? Who is sucking a lot of money from the system?
Old people.
Old people.
Old people. And this is the reality, dude, that people don't want to talk about. And this is why he needs to face everything that's coming for him because that's wrong. You lied. You did this on purpose. He knew damn well, they knew damn well, putting those COVID patients back into those homes was going to kill a bunch of people. They knew it. But nothing's going to happen.
He had an executive order.
Yeah.
When this story broke in conservative news outlets back in May of last year, I remember when OAN and all that, OAN had the executive orders and they broke the story. People were like, conspiracy theory, didn't ever happen. New York State even removed the EO from their website, bro.
Wow.
Like
the hiding the evidence.
It was, dude, this whole thing was a cover up.
Yeah.
Like, it was exposed. The left-wing media said, nope, Cuomo did nothing wrong. Ron DeSantis is covering it up, and Cuomo handled it right. DeSantis is killing Florida, but meanwhile, more people in Florida, less deaths. Everything is open. New York, everything is locked down. More deaths. Okay, let's... You're a fucking moron. And Dr. Fucky said, oh, Cuomo is the, you know, Dr. Fucky said, you got to look at New York the way they handle it. That's the right way to do it.
It's the first time I heard
Dr. Fucky and your two masks.
It's the first time I heard him. Fauci called Dr. Fucky. Oh, my God.
I'll leave it to Tim.
Dr. Fucky.
I am sick and tired of these people, man. And this is not going to end. You know, if you're sitting there and you're proud you voted for Biden and you think, oh, it's just a matter of time now. And the COVID thing is going to be done and this is not going to end. You give these
anymore.
People power.
People aren't proud anymore. Yeah, you know,
I still
radio
know.
Silence and they're turning on him and everything else.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even if we redid the election and we went through it all again. I think that it would still be the same way. They'd still vote for him because they're too stupid to know any better.
So let me ask you this. This is not a partisan issue, and I've brought it up numerous times. And I've actually seen people posting this with their receipts and everything. The last 2 months, the price of insulin went down to less than $60. It has now gone back up to between $300 and $600 in some of their cases. How the fuck does that help the people?
It doesn't.
A life... Right, but this is proving everything that the fucking Orange Man Bad has said. He's like, guys,
right.
Big Farmer hates me because I'm doing this shit for you, making it cheap. This is your health plan. If you want a good health plan, I got to give you cheap medicine. If I give you cheap medicine, now Big Farmer gets upset because now they can't screw everybody. And oh, what do we do? Executive order. We're gonna rescind all that. Like, okay. Like, you totally fucked the people, and people open their eyes and go, oh shit. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Price of gas up 40 cents.
EpiPens.
Since Biden got elected.
EpiPens too.
I've seen a few TikTok videos of people who are like, what the hell just happened? And it's like, well, you voted for this idiot. This is what you wanted. But Orange Man Bad, but you know what? LGBTQ, LMNOP in the office. And he's like, oh, shit. But you know what? He comes out with another very written response. And he's like, well, no. And because I went and did a research and it's not that. He's giving it time. Wait. See, this is the stupidity in this whole thing is that people give Biden the benefit of the doubt, right? They're like, well, maybe he's just trying to figure it out and he's pulled it back because maybe Trump did it really quick and maybe we don't know what the repercussions of that are. No, we know why he did it. Because like Tim says, Big Pharma was on the Biden corner. All these big companies were on the... And so when people talk about, they're flail their arms against the rich. Ah, the rich. You just voted for the guy who's buddy-buddies with these rich organizations.
They don't
see
it.
Funded by these people.
Well, the other,
but they don't see it. They,
right,
never mind.
The other side is like, yep. You made the comment that they're giving Biden time. You've given him 47 fucking years. Why does he need four more?
Yeah.
And Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden still has 10% stake in the Chinese company. Still hasn't got rid of it. Wow. Then this administration's already a disaster. Not even 2 weeks. The fucking, the deputy press secretary already had to resign because day one, he told the fucking political reporter, I will destroy you. He went off on some female because she questioned his relationship. Then people are trying to stick up for fucking Ducklow, saying, well, it's not right what he said, but why is a female reporter asking him about his relationship? Like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. You guys fucking, you guys wanted to shove a fucking enema up Trump's ass to try to find a fucking nugget, anything related to Russia. So
great. Right.
No, you can't have two standards here.
Remember the pee-pee tape?
You know what I mean?
Remember the pee-pee tape?
Oh, where's the pee-pee tape?
What does that have to do? Yeah.
I want to know where the pee-pee tape is. At this point, I want to watch Trump piss on somebody.
No.
If it exists, I want to see it at this point.
He was sold the bill of goods.
I think we need an intervention on Tim and this pee-pee tape. He keeps bringing it up over and over. Every week.
The reason why I bring it up because people that I know that are lefties that hate Trump, they still talk about the pee-pee tape. They're like, oh, he pissed on somebody. I'm like, where's the proof? Oh, they can't. It's classified.
PPMV.
Like, you talk about the pee-pee tape this thing really exists, but it does not exist.
Yeah.
That's why if it exists, I want to see it.
Meanwhile, conservatives like Project Veritas, who actually bring out videos of these leftists having meetings and saying the shit in their own words from their own mouth, they get banned from Twitter because, oh, that's an invasion of that's privacy. Yeah. You can't, you know, wait, what? But a news reporter who reports, yeah, you know what? I heard from so-and-so that so-and-so said this. That's news.
Yeah.
This is the world that we live in. And because, again, going back to the first article I talk about from Time Magazine, admitting that they are in cahoots with each other. And this is what this is. Big business, the government, Hollywood, all these people are in bed with each other. And you know what? They do it. And they're signing their own demise because let's look at business, for example, just a big business like Walmart who benefits from big government. How does Walmart benefit from big government? I'll tell you why, because big government will come out and say, you know what? Lockdowns, masks, close your businesses, except Walmart. Walmart stays open. So Walmart's like, hell yeah, man, we stay open and support big government. Let me give this guy all my money because all these people no longer going to small business. They're going to come to Walmart. So here is Walmart now raking in cash and they're happy at that moment for a short period of time. And guess what? Now you have a totalitarian state and that you helped build. And guess what they're going to come do? Oh, all these people in charge of Walmart. Guess what? Government officials walk in and they take your goddamn job and they take control. So you do it to your own demise. It's going to happen to big business. It's going to happen to Hollywood. It's going to happen to every single big organization who felt that they were doing this for their own good because leftist big government is good because they control people. Tomorrow, they will control you. That's the reality of it, but nobody wants to admit that. Now, let's get into the next topic. The latest victim of the Great Purge. The Mandalorian actress. Now she was great. I still haven't finished, so no spoilers here. But I still haven't finished the second season of The Mandalorian. But my understanding is she's a great actress, protector of what is that little guy's name?
Grogu. Yeah.
And now, so they fired her because apparently, well, not apparently, she did. She posted a. Now I want to show you her post, because it you got to understand the left, right? How they turned it around, what she said and what, you know, how they're painting it. So, yeah, what were you going to say, Tim?
So, as you're getting ready to put that up, hopefully you have what the guy that plays the Mandalorian, what he posted back in, like, I think 2018, 2019 or whatever. He posted, like, the same exact fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this article. Oh no, this article doesn't have it. But you know what? If you want to find it and send it to me. But okay, so
I don't have my laptop.
Okay, so I want to show you the post that got her Disney could no longer have ties with her because according to Disney, this post was anti-Semitic. Now she is posting this in context to what is happening today with conservatives. The censorship, the demonizing of conservatives. Let me read it to you. She says, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? And so she's painting the picture of what conservatives are going through today. And, you know, the left is very vocal on their hatred for the right, for conservatives. You see it in their movies. You see it in their posts. You see it everywhere. And like Tim says, even one of the actors in this same series has posted this before, and nobody gave a shit about it. But now that she posts something, what Hollywood came out and said? Well, this is anti-Semitic. Conservatives are not Jews, therefore fired. Because this is anti-Semitic.
Well, so I'm under the impression that this was everything else I've heard about this. They've always referenced three tweets, right? So this is like the third tweet that she sent out that they're like, okay, this is the final straw. And it's just like even the other two tweets were very similar. It's just like all she's doing is I don't know if you have the other tweets, but
she's basically saying that the way being a conservative and the way you're treated is how they did this in Nazi Germany. The Mandalorian guy posted something, I think, in 2018, 1930 Germany, and then kids in cages. And I had the kids in the thing, but apparently what's funny is the picture that he did was actually taken from 2010 in Obama, but said it was Trump's fault. But he basically referenced the same goddamn thing. But it's okay for him because he believes in fucking little children than fucking, you know, being a conservative.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the question becomes then, okay, well, if it's okay for him, and if by using your same logic, Disney executives who fired her, are Mexicans Jews? We can't make correlation, right? Because that's what this is. We're saying, hey, you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the government's not right now going after conservatives, but there's stages that happen before we get there. That's what she's saying. There's things that happen before we get there. One of those things is you demonize conservatives, you call them racist, white supremacist, yada, yada, yada. And then it's easy for us to hate them, and it's easy for us to round them up, and it's easy for us to say re-education camps, AOC, who was fucking crying about, but has no problem saying re-education camps, rounding up people. Fuck out of here with you. Crocodile tears.
Well, it's like with Disney, you know, because they have their lefty producers that definitely hate people on the right. Think about Jack Morrissey. He posted that fucking that picture where it said MAGA, MAGA kids to the wood chipper, right? Yeah. And it says head, hat, and feet, you know, head first. And it's got a picture of them going through a wood, you know, it's got blood coming out. But he's endorsing throwing MAGA children, you know, into fucking wood chippers to kill them so that we can get rid of conservatives.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. The other fucking crazy producer that they wound up firing and rehiring, with some bullshit. And I'm like, you guys are fucked up.
But you know what?
Like,
it's a good thing.
They rehire these people.
It's a good thing that they did. Not for her sake, but you know what? To reveal themselves for who they are. And by firing her, they proved her point. It's easy to demonize someone you hate, right? And that's what they're doing. They're saying, hey,
It wasn't just Disney. She got dropped by her agency and everything. Yeah, I mean, they blacklisted her completely. However you want to word it. But yeah, I mean, it's just done. And it's not like she was doing a bad job.
Right.
Disney was talking for months about they want to do spinoffs from The Mandalorian, right? This whole Star Wars universe is just a money maker just waiting for them to tap into. And they were talking. She's doing such a great job on The Mandalorian. We can spin off her own series, right? She's not to spoil it for you, but basically she's like the marshal or whatever for this planet, right? She's like legit law enforcement, whatever. So they could have done a whole series on her, you know, being the marshal of this planet or whatever.
Well,
and they were talking about doing it.
Yeah.
They had that planned. Yeah. They had it planned and they had it slated to do that.
Yeah. They were going to spin off a whole bunch of stuff, and hers was one of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, they bitch and moan about how we need strong female characters to represent our girls. Oh, wait, we can't have you, Gina Carano. No. You know, you're definitely saying things that we don't like, so we can't have you be a strong role model.
Yeah, we need a strong woman who agrees with me. That's exactly what you're saying.
What were you going to say, Heidi? Right.
So, and I did read the article. She posted the first one a while back, and they told her to stop posting. Mm-hmm. And then she continued to post, and that's what was like the final, okay, you won't listen to us and stop posting your rhetoric,
but then you can have one set of rules for The Mandalorian and one set of rules for the conservative. Yeah.
Right. I agree. I was just saying that that's was the build.
Yeah, I know.
That's what caused the latest. Cause I know
there should never been a warning.
What's unfortunate with all this is that Walt Disney, even though this guy was an anti-communist.
Yeah.
And the communists have taken over his goddamn company.
That's the sad part about it. Well,
he was a capitalist. So, he was a conservative. He was.
And look, like I said, you know, when leftists take over, they ruin everything that they touch. So, you know, 2 days after she was fired, though, the Daily Wire made an announcement that they're starting a new film. And it's going to be in the works, where she's going to produce and she's going to be the lead actress. And so that's good news. Shapiro, he came out and said it. I think he said it best when he said that he'll show Hollywood that if they want to keep canceling those who think differently than them, they're just helping to build the X-Wing that's going to take down the Death Star. I love that analogy. You know, yeah. It goes so back
Do we know anything about this Daily Wire movie? I mean,
no,
is it?
No.
I think it's about cancel culture. I think it's about cancel culture.
Look, one reason why Run, Hide, Fight was very successful was because the conservative message, it's there, right? We saw it. But it wasn't the central of it. There was entertainment, right, that surrounded. There was more. To me, it was more entertaining than it was. You know, or the message is subtle. It's different. I think, you know, different from what Hollywood's doing. And like Dinesh D'Souza has said, this is where conservatives need to start doing. Instead of us trying to claim back these dead dinosaur industries, let's create our own culture. Let's create our own entertainment business. Let's do our own thing. And I think that's the way to go. You know, if the left wants to bring these great organizations like Disney to the ground, let them do it. Let them. It's to their demise. You know, but, you know, there's a lot of conservatives out there in Hollywood. These are the vocals. These are the brave ones who we know about, like Chris Pratt, her, and others. You know, who? What is it? James Wood. All these people who come out who are, you know, celebrities who decide to make their voices heard. But there's a lot of people who decide to stay quiet because they don't want to lose their job. And I think if an opportunity came, showed up, presented itself, I think a lot of these people would be like, you know what? I don't need to be quiet anymore, because guess what? I can go work at this other organization who's going to be able to.
I have a question about that. So let's say Chris Pratt decides, I'm going to go make a movie with Daily Wire. Do you think he would ever be allowed back into Hollywood
to make another Hollywood movie? And even if they don't, it would be to their own demise. Chris Pratt is one of the biggest right now. Chris Pratt goes and makes a movie on his own. He'll be okay. Movie's gonna, and so who loses there?
I'm asking Hollywood. Though. I mean, because he's got the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, right?
They're not gonna fire him.
If he was today, go do a movie for Daily Wire. Do you think that they would ever have him back?
They would do it
in the Marvel universe.
I don't think they would shoot themselves in the foot that way. I don't think so. Yeah, Chris Pratt would have to come out and do something crazy. But even if they do, they'll do it for their own demise. And I think, sure, more great actors on this side, because Chris Pratt's already got a great portfolio. You know, people already know who he is. Like I said, he could make a movie about anything right now, and people are going to watch it, because that's how big he is. So
they can't take his residuals.
Yeah, there you go.
No, watch him. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to do
that. Actually, you're right. Yeah, they probably figured that out.
Well, if they call him Hitler, oh yeah, Hitler doesn't get residuals. That's how these people talk. All right, we're going to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, like we do on every episode.
I love this part.
Hey, we're going to leave it.
We gave you one already. We gave you cow math already.
Now,
By the way, back to cow math real quick. The only thing, I did a quick Google search, and the only thing that came up was calculus on the web. So I don't know, COW, I don't know. Is that cow math?
That's too funny. All right, let's see. Oh, man, I actually got a few of them here. So let me see which one I can show you guys first. Tim actually sent me this one. This one's freaking hilarious. Actually, not hilarious, but it's really bad.
Oh, is it hilarious or is it bad?
Really bad.
Oh, these things. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
They've got to be doing that on purpose.
I'm sure they are.
You probably will that long ago. It always made me doubt.
How can they keep such straight faces?
They're serious.
They're on serious TikTok. Drunk. First serious TikTok.
Chorus time. And I know we were perfect, but I never felt this way. Oh my God, stop.
What is- so you know what I laugh about that video? So what's great about that video is it goes in order of the hot girl, the second hot girl, the uglier girl, and then the ugly girl.
Why does the last one sound
like... The one wearing the most makeup.
Yeah.
Right. The one wearing the most makeup is like the really hot one trying to look good. The second one, you know, she's a little chunkier, but still pretty faced, but then they get uglier in the back. It's fucking hysterical.
So the fourth one,
and
though...
And their voices progressively get worse.
The fourth one, I heard one of the comments here is, it says, why does she sound like Christopher Walken? Just need more
because no, she's trying.
How does he Christopher Walken talk? It sounds great. It just needs more cowbell. Just give more cowbell.
More cowbell. It just need more cowbell.
All right, so let's go to the
your
next
tone,
one.
Your tone is all wrong.
There you go. You got the cowbell. Christopher Walken. You know why? Because you got that. He has that East Coast accent.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you guys heard about this one, but this was really hilarious. So this guy, he's an attorney. He joins a meeting, and he's got a cat filter on. Did you guys see this one? This is hilarious. So again, he joins a Zoom meeting. You know, he joins. You know, he's an attorney. Judge is there. The other attorney is there, and he has a cat filter on. And he can't turn it off.
I think it was in Georgia for election fraud.
No,
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. That's,
he's great.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
But his old voice.
I can see that. I think if you click the up arrow next to this.
Yeah, so his old voice. I heard a little about this. Basically, he wasn't using his computer. He was borrowing his assistant's computer to do this. And apparently the daughter was messing with the filters or something, and so when he logged into this official court meeting, I'm not a cat.
But what's funny is that the filter, his eyes like go along with him, yeah. And so you see the cat has like this panicky look. Watch the game.
I believe like, you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to.
He's like, he's like talking to his. He's like, dude, fix this right now. But you know what? On this whole thing, the comments are the best part about this, because I'm gonna read some of this to you. But hold on, let me see. No, the part where he says, "I'm here live. I'm not a cat." Precisely what a cat would say.
yep.
Here's one. Did he just commit perjury?
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, here's another one. The judge should have just responded with, "Are you fur real?" All right, here's the next one. Dad jokes. Okay. Still more convincing than the impeachment trial.
Yeah. I am not a cat.
All right, okay. A new TV series, Claw in Order.
Stop it.
Okay, wait. Somebody please send him back to Claw School. All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Cat Attorney at Paw. Yes. We all need that laugh right meow.
No.
All right, we'll leave it there. I'm not even on the camera. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. I don't even know where we are. Parler, is Parler ever going to come? I hear that it's coming back, but apparently it's taking longer than we anticipated. All right. Give us a follow. Hit the like button. Share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
I have the COVID.
Yeah, you do.
It's pronounced Wuhan.